早上好，很高兴能跟大家在一起。
I think all of you know who I am. I work at the University of Buffalo with college students.
我想大家大部分人都知道我是谁。我在 UB 跟从事学生事工。
And I wanted to share a quick story with you about a Chinese student from Shanghai.
我想给大家分享，很快的分享一个关于一个留学生从上海来的留学生的故事。
I met him in 2016, and for 4 years, shared the gospel with him and built a very good friendship with him, but he was very resistant to the gospel.
我2016年认识他，然后跟他一起有四年，但是他一直很抵抗福音。
He went back to Shanghai right before the pandemic, and then he was in Shanghai during the whole pandemic with his family for 2 years.
他在新冠大流行之前回到上海，然后在那里跟他的家人一起生活了两年。
And during this time, it was a very difficult time for him, and his parents, lots of conflict, and he started to turn towards God.
那是一段很不容易的时间，他跟他的家人有很多冲突，然后在那个时候开始，他又开始寻求神。
This last fall, he started to study at Western Ontario University in London, Ontario. Do you know where that is? In Canada.
Okay. So he just started at the University of Canada, Western Ontario University.
Yeah. And he decided that he wanted to be a Christian, so he placed his faith in Jesus. He's been going to a church.And he's looking to get baptized.
他决定要做基督徒，他要寻求神，他想受洗。
And he's often sharing the gospel with his parents back in Shanghai on phone calls.
他跟他父母打电话的时候也分享福音。
It's an amazing story because I was able to share the gospel with him for 4 years, and he was just not interested in Jesus.
这是很令我吃惊，因为在我跟他在一起相处的四年，他很难接受福音，然后忽然他就愿意接受福音了。
So it's amazing how God works. So how God works sometimes.
神的作为很奇妙。
And I think the pandemic was a very difficult time for him, and it really turned his heart towards God.
在新冠流行的期间，对于他来说是一个非常非常困难的时光，所以他生活中遇到的困难又让他能够去寻求神。
So he's still very young in his faith. He still doesn't understand a lot, but I've been able to meet with him on Zoom and just help him understand what it means to be a Christian.
对他来说，他还是处于信心非常早期的阶段，他还需要很多的帮助，所以我常常在Zoom 上面跟他交流。
So I hope that can be an encouragement for you. Maybe there's people in your life that aren't Christians yet. You never know. When you plant a seed and keep praying for them, God can work in their lives.
我希望这个故事对大家能有所鼓励。也许在你的生命中，你也遇到有些人，你可以以一样的方式来给他们传福音。
Here in Buffalo, we love a football team. Do you know the Buffalo Bills? People in Buffalo love American football, and they love the Buffalo Bills.
布法罗人民非常非常喜爱的一个橄榄球队是布法罗 Bills 球队。
So if you've been here for a while, you can see the team colors, and on Sundays it gets very quiet because everyone's at home or they're at the game watching the game. They're very very dedicated fans.
如果你在这儿生活的时间足够久的话，在星期天你会看到外面很安静，大家都待在家里看这个球赛。
And so when I was growing up, the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl or the championship game 4 years in a row, and they lost the game 4 years in a row.
So Buffalo Bills 球队他们去了有四年都参加决赛，但是都输掉了。
And at the first Super Bowl they went to, there's a famous singer who sang the national anthem at that game. Do you know who the singer was who sang?The American national anthem at that game was, do you know? It was in 1991.
So, 1991年的那场决赛的时候，有一个很有名的歌星，他唱那个美国的国歌。你们知道他是谁吗？
Yeah, Where were you in 1991? Some of you, were you born?
1991年大家都在哪儿呢?
Well, the singer was Whitney Houston.
是惠特尼休斯顿歌星是。
And many American people say, many people say that that was the best.
很多人都说他的那次的演唱是最棒的，最好的。
You can go onto Google and type Whitney Houston 国歌 or Whitney Houston Super, National Anthem.
对，如果大家感兴趣的话，可以去谷歌搜索一下他那次的表演。
And you can listen to it yourself, and you can see what you think. It's quite good.
听一听，看你们觉得怎么样？的确是非常好。
You know, it's we all love. Maybe we love our national anthem, right?
我爱我们的国歌。
When I was in China, when I was first in China, I would hear the national anthem and I would start to cry a little bit. Maybe because I was so far away from home, I would hear my national anthem and I would be very moved.
我第一次去中国的时候，因为我离美国那么远，我听到了那个国歌的时候，就心跳起永不落那首歌的时候，我会流泪。
When you hear China's national anthem, does it cause some emotion? Maybe, I don't know. There could be good and bad emotion. I don't know.
我不知道你们听到中国的国歌的时候会有同样的情感吗？
You know, yeah, we won't get political here. You know, we don't want to get into politics.
我们在这里不谈政治。
Actually, I lived in China for so long that I remember being, I was in China for the 2008 Olympics, Beijing Olympics.
我在中国生活了很久很久，确切说我在08年的奥运会的时候我就在中国。
And that Olympics, China won many gold medals.
那次中国拿了很多很多金牌。
And I remember also being moved every time I hear the Chinese national anthem. It was like, I feltA little patriotism too.
那个时候我也有每次听到中国的国歌，我有点感动，也有一点爱国的情怀。
And so our national anthems, I think, are good.
我觉得我们的国歌很好。
But I think as Christians, sometimes we forget that we have a greater song that we can sing.
作为基督徒，但是我们有时候会忘记，我们有一个更好的国歌。
That as we become Christians, we become a part of the family of God, brothers and sisters in Christ from around the world.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们是成为全世界神的大家庭中的成员。
And so as we come to Psalm 96 this morning. Many people call this an international anthem for Christians.
所以这个主日我们来看诗篇九十六篇，很多人把它叫做神的国际歌。
It can be our new anthem together, as brothers and sisters in Christ from around the world.
它可以成为我们作为神的弟兄姐妹的国歌。
As we come to Psalm 96, it's good to know the background of this psalm.
我们来说一下这首诗篇的背景。
It's written by David, and it's actually seen earlier in the Bible in 1 Chronicles 16.
大卫王写的，他最早出现在历代志上的十六章。
At that time, David was helping to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and he wrote this psalm to celebrate the glory of God.
那个时候大卫王要把那个约柜带到耶路撒冷去啊，所以他写了这首诗篇去让传扬以色列如何成为将上帝的荣耀传遍全地的主要工具。
You see, Israel really was the people that would help spread the glory of God throughout the whole earth. The people of Israel.Those chosen people.
以色列人是被拣选的人民，他们是要成为将神的荣耀传遍到全地的一个载体。
And I think Psalm 96 points forward now to us as Christians, and we too can embrace this as we are the people of God to take the glory of God to the world.
诗篇九十六篇也告诉我们，我们作为基督徒，我们是也是能够将神的荣耀传给全地、传给万民的工具和载体。
If we look at some of the context inside of Psalm 96, we see some beautiful themes inside.
如果我们看一下这首诗篇的上下文，我们看到的美好的主题。
One of these themes is the glory of God. It is in the beginning to the end, just God's glory.
对，最主要的主题是上帝的荣耀。
We also see this idea of the nations, all the peoples of the earth.
还有个主题是列国和全地。
A third theme is that we see worship. Worship is very important in this psalm.
第三个主题是敬拜，敬拜也是这首诗篇的非常重要的主题。
Verse 1, you can see it says, Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Singing is repeated three times.
在这个经文里说，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，唱歌唱，向他歌唱。在这个经文里面，唱歌唱出现了三次。
One pastor, as he was looking at this psalm, said, how are missionaries supposed to go to the world? As missionaries go out into the world, or even as Christians go into the world, how are we to go?
我们有个传道人说，我们作为传福音的人，我们怎样去传扬福音？
And the answer is, we are to go singing. We are to sing.
答案是我们要首先要去唱歌唱，歌唱神的荣耀。
One pastor, John Piper is his name, said, missions exist because worship does not. I don't know how to translate that. The reason why we do missions, the reason why we do evangelism is because the world does not worship God.
好长啊，不好意思。所以有一个牧师，他叫 John Piper， 他说，怎么样去传扬福音呢？就是去歌唱，去传颂。
Yeah.
不好意思，大家
yeah, no,
翻译的不好。
That's great. Yeah, you think about the people of the world. They don't worship God. They don't know God, and we want to share the gospel with them so that they too can worship God.
所以一般的人不知道神，我们就要去敬拜神，然后传扬神的福音。
And so as we come to the psalm today, I think the big idea is this: is that God's glory is to be cherished among his people and to be declared among the nations.
所以这首诗篇的主旨是神的荣耀要为他的子民所珍视，并在列国中宣扬。
And so my hope for you this morning is that you'd have a renewed passion for God's glory and a desire to share it with the world.
我对大家的期望就是能够大家有一个更新的热情去传扬神的福音。
And so as we go through this psalm, we're going to learn three truths that help us learn how we can take God's glory to the world.
我们来读这个诗篇的时候，我们要领会三个真理。
And the first truth we see is found in verses 1 through 5. And what we learn is this, friends, praise the glorious works of God among the nations.
要看那个第一到五节，它的要点是在列国中赞美神的荣耀作为。
Yeah, so praise his works, his 作为, right? Praise the works of God among the nations. And really, there's two areas that we should be talking about. The first one is his salvation. Praise God for his work in salvation.
赞扬他的作为，首先第一条是赞扬他的救恩。
It says in verse 2,declare his, excuse me, sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day.
第二节说要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，要天天传扬他的救恩。
Isn't in the English it says here his salvation, his salvation.
对，英文说他的救恩。
Really, God is the one who saves.
神是拯救，是拯救的。
I think oftentimes when we share the gospel with others, we share about, we have a focus on man versus a focus on God.
我们传福音的时候，有时候我们会把注意力放在人的身上，而是并没有把注意力放在神的身上。
I think no doubt there's a benefit to us when we believe we have eternal life, we have hope. But really, when we share the gospel, we need to focus on God. God is the one who saves. It's His salvation.
所以有时候传福音的时候很重要，我们述说永生，但是更重要的是我们要把注意力放在神身上。
Yeah, our God is a God who saves. He's a God of love.
神是来施拯救和来爱我们的。
And so I think when we declare the works of God to the nations, we need to focus number one on His work in salvation. Our God is a God who saves.
我们宣扬神的神传福音的时候，我们要把重点放在神身上，然后放在他的救恩上面。
There's a story of a student when I was in China. I lived in Suzhou, China for 11 years and would often share the gospel with the students in my classes.
我在苏州生活了很多年，然后我那个时候给那当地的学生传福音。
There's a student whose name was Michael.
有一个叫 Michael 的学生。
And we shared the gospel with him and he became a Christian.
我给他传福音，他成为基督徒。
But he started to have many difficulties in his life.
然后呢，他的生活中遇到了一些困难。
His grandmother died.
他的祖母去世了。
His uncle went to jail for bad business practices.
哦，他的叔叔因为传福音去被。
Or his uncle went to jail. Went to.
哦，他的叔叔被抓起来入狱。
And also his father went to jail based on.I think it was bad businesses or corruption or something they got caught into.
他的爸爸的生意出现了问题。
And so when Michael had all these difficulties in his life, he stopped believing. He stopped believing in God.
所以当这个学生 Michael 他的生活中遇到了困难的时候，他就不再信主了。
He stopped coming to Bible study. He stopped coming to church, and we were like, "Oh, what's going on? What's going on?"
他不来参加查经，也不来参加主日敬拜，我就很奇怪，怎么了？
And I think when we talked about it with other brothers and sisters, we really could see that in Michael's life, belief in God was a way for him to get a better life.
所以我跟其他的弟兄姐妹来说这件事情的时候，我们就觉得说 ，Michael 可能是把信耶稣当做一种达到目的的手段。
And when his life was not getting better, he's like, "I don't want this. I don't want this."
所以当他的生活并没有变好的时候，他就说：“我不要做基督徒了。”
And so, I think when we share the gospel with people, we need to let them know maybe their lives will get better, maybe it won't, but we do know that God will be with us in the midst of our difficulties.
所以我们传福音的时候，我们要告诉别人：也许你的生活会变好，也许你的生活会变坏。但是呢，你要知道，神永远都会和我们在一起。
This student Michael was coming to God to get things from God, rather than having a real relationship with God.
那个学生他成为基督徒，他只是想要得到一些什么，他并不是想跟神有一个好的关系。
John Piper, another pastor, he once said, "The greatest thing about the gospel is God. Is we get God."
John Piper 说最好的关于福音是我们有神。
Yeah. Of course, there's great benefits to the gospel. There's eternal life. There's hope. There's strength. But the greatest thing about the gospel is that we get a relationship with God.
对，福音里的有很多，当然是有很多好处。我们可以得到永生，我们有爱，但是最好的是我们跟神能够有一个好的关系。
If we go back to verse 2, it says, "Tell of his salvation from day to day."
我们如果回到第二节的话，是说要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
Yeah. So this is something God's salvation, his work in our lives, is something that we need to be thinking about every day, Monday through Sunday.
这是我们每天都要思考的。
And that's something we sing about when we come to church.
这是我们到教会来敬拜的时候，我们要歌唱和颂扬的。
Well, as we look here, as we continue on, we've learned number one, we need to praise God for his work in salvation. And the second thing that we need to praise him for is his work in creation.
我们第一件事情是要赞美他的救恩。第二，我们要赞美他的创造。
Yeah, in verses 4 and 5, verse 5, it says, For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
经文第四节、第五节，因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
In verse 5, in the original language in Hebrews, David is using a play on words. He's using a play on words in Hebrew. He says, all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols.
Verse 5. 用希伯来语说的是所有的神的子民。
Yeah, basically what he says, your mighty gods are mighty worthless. And he's making almost a joke in the original language here.
他原来的语言是说你的强大的神他 worthless, 他没有用。
Yeah. And see, ultimately the goal of mission work is to turn people from their idols to God.
所以最终的目的是要让人们远离偶像来寻求神。
And to be honest, even we as Christians have to be careful of the idols in our hearts.
作为基督徒，我们都要小心我们心中的偶像。
Yeah. It can be success, it can be our children, it can be good things.But when they become bigger than God, they can become an idol in our lives.
我们生命中的偶像可能是成功呀、小孩呀、什么好的事情呀。
And so as we learn here, number one, we need to praise the glorious works of God, his work in creation, his work in salvation among the nations.
首先我们要在赞扬神在他的奇妙作为在列国中在宣扬他的名。
And so the application question for you to think about here is, does your proclamation of the gospel focus on what God has done?
所以这个应用问题是你传福音的重点是神的作为吗？
Well, as we continue here and look at verses 6 through 10,
如果我们继续看经文的六到十节的话
，We learn a second truth about how we can declare God's glory among the nations.
第二点是我们要在列国中赞美神荣耀的名。
Yeah, praise the glorious name of God, among the nations. Praise God for who He is.
赞美神，因为他是神。
When it says name in the Bible, praise His name. The name means the sum total of who God is.
当我们说到他的名的时候，他的意思就是说，神就是神的名，神是谁
？Yeah, in verse 8 it says, ascribe, verse 8, ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
第八节说要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院宇。
In verse 6 it says, splendor and majesty are before Him, strength.And beauty are in his sanctuary.
第六节说有尊严和尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力与华美在他的圣所。
Yeah. In English, we have an idiom for someone who's good at many things. It's called Renaissance man, a Renaissance woman.
英谚有一个说法是对一个人他什么都做得很好的叫 Renaissance man， 就是我们中文说的通才全能的人。
Yeah, and so I don't know if you know one of these people in your life.
我不知道你们是否也认识一个这样的人在你的生活里面。
Maybe you think you are
也许你自己就是这样一个人。
Well, my friend, his name is Jeff, and he's very smart. He got a PhD in philosophy from the University of Buffalo. He's very smart.
我有一个这样的朋友，他叫 Jeff， 他非常非常聪明。然后呢，他在 UB 读了哲学的博士。
He's very good looking, very handsome.
他是个帅哥。
Yeah, 帅哥。He can sing very well. He's actually a worship pastor in New York as well.
他很会唱歌，他是纽约市的一个敬拜的牧师。
He's a professor at Nyack College in New York City.
他在纽约的一个大学里面做哲学的教授。
He's athletic also. He's very athletic.
而且他也很会打球。
His wife is very beautiful.
他的太太是个美女。
Beautiful children. You know.
他的孩子也很可爱，很美丽。
So he just is good at everything. Good, he's good at everything.
他就是什么都好，什么都很出色。
Do you know people like this?
你认识这样的人吗？
Well, that's what David is talking about here about God.
大卫王在这里就说的是，就是这样的，神就是这样的。
Verse 6, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力与华美在他的圣所。
Oftentimes, things that are strong are not beautiful.
有时候常常强大的东西并不美丽。
Like you look at an American football player, they're big.
你看一下
strong.
美国的橄榄球运动员，他们长得很健壮，个子很大。
But they're not beautiful.
但是你不会说他很美。
Or oftentimes things that are beautiful are not strong.
而且常常是很美的东西，它就不会很强壮。
But David is saying that God is both strong and beautiful at the same time.
大卫说神他既强大又美丽。
Yeah. Even when you come to Matthew chapter 6, it's our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
在马太福音说神你的名如此圣洁。
Yeah. You know, it's our Father. Which art in heaven. God is both near and he is also the creator of all things. He's our Father and he's also our creator. He's loving and he's also powerful. You can see it in that prayer too.
神他创造了我们，他也爱我们，他既强大又很美丽。
So, a question here is, when you share the gospel with others, does it accurately convey who God is?
那你传福音的时候，你会准确的表达神是谁吗？
You see, ultimately, the missionary work is a movement of proclaiming the scriptures, is proclaiming the Bible.
所以，宣教运动的最终目的是宣扬圣经的运动。
If we want to proclaim the name of God, we must do it by proclaiming the word of God.
如果我们要宣扬上帝荣耀的名，我们必须要宣扬上帝的话语。
So this is why we do Friday night Bible study.
这就是为什么我们要星期五的晚上来查经。
This is why we read our Bibles every day.
为什么每天要读经。
This is why I'm teaching the Bible to you now.
为什么我要到这要在这里来教神的话语。
We need to be people of the Bible.
我们必须要做圣经的民。
So we can know who God is.
我们才能知道神是谁。
So we can glorify His name.
我们可以荣耀他的名。
And then we can share that with others.
我们可以跟别人分享和传扬他的福音。
So we've learned number one, glorify. Praise the glorious works of God among the nations. And number two, praise the glorious name of God among the nations.
我们在列国中传扬神的荣耀，然后传扬他的作为，传扬他是谁。
And as we come to the last point, Friends, proclaim the glory of the cross among the nations.
第三条是在列国中宣告十字架的荣耀。
This psalm starts with worship. In verses 1 through 3, it starts with worship and singing.
第一节到第三节啊，开是以敬拜开始。
But as we go to the end, it is also ending with worship.
它在结尾的时候也是以敬拜结尾。
It's the heavens, the sea, the trees are worshiping God.
诸天、海、树，所有的万事万物都在敬拜神。
And we also see here a turn in the psalm towards this idea of judgment. Judgment.
最后是审判。
In verse 10, it says, He would judge the peoples with equity.
第十节说，人在列邦中说，耶和华作王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判众民。
Verse 13, it says, Before the Lord he comes, for he comes to judge the earth, he will judge the world in righteousness and peoples in his faithfulness.
十三节说，因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界。按他的信实审判万民。
You see, God is a God of love.
神是爱的神。
But God is a God of judgment at the same time.
他也会审判。
And so this psalm is looking forward to in judgment.
这首诗篇是在向往前看，要看到审判。
But the amazing thing.Is that God did not want people to go into judgment, but He provided a way for forgiveness in relationship with Him through the cross of Jesus.
最惊人的事情是神，他不想让你去接受审判，他提供了一个能够免去审判的途径。
So how do we declare the glory of God among the nations? We do it when we speak of the cross of Jesus.
我们如何在列国中宣告神的荣耀呢？我们颂扬十字架。
I wanted to go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
I wanted to read some verses for you here. Maybe you can read verses 23 and 24 for me.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。”
Yeah, it says here in verse 23, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Right? So this idea of glory is here in John chapter 12.
这个约翰福音十二章里面讲到了，提到了荣耀这个词。
And then in verses 27 and 28, you can read 27 and 28.
27到28节，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我要再荣耀。
Yeah, verse 28, Father, glorify your name. And the voice came from Matt, I have glorified it.And I will glorify it again.
我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
And then you can read verses 31 through 33. Yeah.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
So the glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Is seen in Jesus dying on the cross for us.
是看见耶稣在十字架上为我们而死。
The cross is a humiliating way to die. It's horrific. It's barbaric. It's ugly and humiliating.
十字架是一个非常羞辱的方式。死在十字架上是一个非常羞辱的方式。
But I think the cross also glorifies God.
但是十字架也荣耀神。
Because at the cross we see who God really is.
在十字架那里我们才能看到神真的是谁。
We see the holiness of God, but we also see the love of God.
我们能看到神的圣洁，也能看到神，神是谁。
And so as we think about declaring God's glory among the nations, we must proclaim the glory of the cross among the nations.
我们在传福音的时候也要宣扬十字架。
And so the last question I have for you is, how can you use your life to share the gospel with the nations?
最后一个问题是，你如何用你的生命来给把福音分享给他人。
And so I want to encourage you. I know many of you have shared the gospel with others.
我知道你们中间很多人都跟别人传过福音。
Keep it up, keep it up.
继续这个重要的工作。
I want to thank you for your prayer in support of me.
感谢你为我祷告和支持我。
Other missionaries, other people.
其他的传福音的人。
I think there's five ways that you can use your life.To help share God's glory among the nations.
我觉得有五种方式你们可以帮助传福音。
The first one is by praying.
第一个是祷告。
Pray for your family and friends. Pray for nations of the world. Be a person of prayer.
为你的家人和朋友祷告，为这个列国祷告。
Pray for missionaries.
为传福音的事工祷告。
The second is giving, financial giving.Give of your financial resources to help this church, other missionaries take the gospel.
第二个是奉献，来支持福音事工和传福音的人。
The third is to go to the world.
第三个是你可以亲自去传福音。
I mean, God has sent you here.
神把你带到这里来。
So use this time here to be a missionary for God.
你在这里也可以用你的时间来传扬福音。
But maybe God wants you to go somewhere else. Maybe you can go on a mission trip somewhere else.
也许神要带你去别的地方。
The third one, a fourth one is to mobilize, help other people go.
也可以帮助别的人去。
Mobilize them and try to help them, help other missionaries, help young people going on mission trips.Help them in any way you can to help them go to the world.
帮助其他的人，帮助年轻人，让他们去能够去传福音。
And the last one is to welcome the world that is coming here.
然后就是最后一条就是欢迎，张开你的接纳的胸怀去欢迎别人，欢迎别人来接受福音。
So many of you are at the University of Buffalo, and there are students there from all around the world.
有许多人都在这个 UB 工作，那里有许多的国际学生。
So it's a way for us to welcome them and share the love of Jesus with them.
我们可以欢迎那些学生，然后呢接受他们，并且给他们分享福音。
So I pray that you can find some of these five ways to use your life.In helping share the glory of God with the world.
我祷告你们能用这我刚才说的五种方式来用其中的任何一种来分享福音，分享到全世界。
Right. So our big idea, God's glory is to be cherished by His people and to declare it among the nations.
再说一次一次，主旨是神的荣耀要为他的子民所珍视。并在列国中宣扬。
So we have a new anthem. We have a new anthem to sing together.
所以我们一起有一首新的国歌可以唱。
And maybe you love your country's anthem.
也许你爱你的国家的国歌。
But this is even a greater anthem for us to sing together.
这是一首更伟大的国歌，我们可以一起来唱。
Missions exist because worship does not. So There's so many people around the world that don't know God and don't worship Him. And so our desire is to share the gospel so they can worship God.
世界上有很多人，他们不知道福音，所以我们应该传扬福音，分享神的话语。
So let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time and thank you for this passage. And I pray that we would be people of worship and that we would declare your glory among the nations. Thank you for this beautiful psalm and how it teaches us more about you and more about our role in declaring your glory around the world. So I pray for your blessing on this church.That you would use this church in mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
感谢白牧师美好的信息啊！大家起立，我们一起来唱回应诗歌。你是荣耀的君王。敬拜尊重你，